about the wall as a problem, it's a little bit different than to speak about the Buddha resistance. The Buddha resistance is not just belong to the wall. The wall was the best opportunity for us to put a Buddha struggle as a live example on the ground. But we didn't aim or target just the wall in our struggling against the occupation. We recognize the wall as a part or as a component from the occupation or as a symbol of the occupation, and we have to resist it because that reason. But the wall itself, it's affect the Palestinian people by many levels. It's confiscating the land, destroying the land, and uprooting the olive trees, and try to stop our children food. It isolate between our people and their jobs, who used to go to work inside Israel, because this is our economical financial life. Tens of thousands of Palestinian people used to work inside Israel, and in one moment to cut or to block them from arriving there, so it's a very big problem. And it's a snake between our village and between our mountains to cut our dream or to stop our dream to build an independent state. We couldn't imagine a state dividing to three or four sections. It seemed like a black smoke come from one place but affect all the area. This is the wall itself and how it affects our life. At 2003, we have an opportunity to put a Buddha struggle on the ground and to make it as a struggling alternative in the ocean of the violence struggle at that time. At 2003 and 2002, it was the peak of violence at that time, killing and revenge from both sides. There were about 800 Israeli people were killed at that time, and there were about 4,000 Palestinian people were killed at that time. And in the middle of this condition of this circumstances, we try to put another alternative of struggling against occupation. We were speaking a lot about non-violent struggle, popular struggle, armed resistance, but it wasn't enough for us to speak or to write. We have to let the people know or see what we mean by non-violent struggle, what our tactics will be, how our strategy must be. So we find this opportunity at 2003 when the wall arrived with us, and we tried to put this method on the ground as a live example. At that time we were free to put what we believe on the ground exactly. Because I think the Israeli occupation and the Palestinian Authority were surprised by this alternative, and they weren't plan how to face or how to deal with this kind of resistance, because we were clearly using our manpower without we use just our bodies. We have no weapons, nothing to struggle. We have children, women, old people. And we have 35 nationalities, witnesses on the ground to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And one moment, they accept to stop working in the wall, and they move the wall close to the green line. They tried to stop the popular movement at that time. In Budros, we served in this decision about 95% from our confiscated land.